Hey everybody, what's up? This is Gabby here, just making a recording, I guess, or a podcast. Just gonna say welcome to my podcast. I am gonna upload all the other ones from Facebook onto here to Spotify or Apple, wherever the podcast is available. But I'm gonna just do that probably tomorrow, maybe this weekend. I'm just so busy. So basically, I'm on here just to talk about a few things. So basically, I've been just super busy. I just got a job in June, and it's a really, really nice job. I have my own office. I'm just sitting there, you know, talking to customers on the phone, answering emails all day. It's just like, you know, all day shit, but it's nice. I like having my own office. You know, the girls from the warehouse are nice. Everything's just really cool. I really like it. So my car, I have a white Nissan Sentra 2015 that I bought in like 2017, but it fucked up. I crashed it a few times. I'm not gonna lie, when I was like drinking, I crashed it. The transmission finally gave up. So I haven't had a car since like July. So it's been a couple months. So I've been saving up for a car. I should be able to get it probably by the middle of October, maybe the beginning of October. Just depends. And I'm pretty excited about that. Just because, you know, I'm going to have a car again. I found a car. It's a nice blue. It's a Toyota Corolla. It's automatic. I'm happy. It's from some really nice kid I work with, from the warehouse. You know, he seems pretty nice. I guess he sold car to a couple people there, so it should be a good buy. Pretty excited about it. Besides that, I'm gonna move out of my parents once I get my tax refund. I mean, I'm saving up, but you know, expenses here, expenses there, especially with having a case open in California and a case here in Nevada. Like, it's just, I've been having to pay fucking probation fees, you know, court fees, fucking the legal fees from the attorneys and all this shit. So it's just crazy. And you know, that's where my money has been going. Plus, it's been going to, because I'm in this program, it's been going to my counseling, it's been going to drug testing, alcohol testing, it's been going to saving up for a car. I have an interlock in my car, so it's been going to that. And it's been going, you know, to my kids. Obviously, I live with my parents, so I'm helping them with the rent. It's been going to that. Basically, that's, you know, that's where it's been going. And I am gonna, you know, I'm saving up money. And with my taxes, I'll have enough money to actually, you know, move out. I'm gonna get my own little fucking house with the girls. Well, not a house, an apartment, but, you know, they call it a house. So that'd be a little nice apartment with the girls. Probably get a 2-room. Me and their dad still have 50-50 custody. They're teenagers now. They just turned, well, they're almost teenagers. They're preteens, tweens. They're 12 years old. They just turned 12 in August. You know, they're about to be 13. Yes, they got their periods, when they were like 10. And they're just, you know, happy little girls. So they like their daddy's girls. So they like being with their dad. So we have 50-50. They're at their dad's house for 1 week. And they're at my house for a week. And it's going to stay the same when I move out. They're going to be at his house for a week. And at my house for a week. So, which is cool. Because, you know, I get a whole week to myself. I have to go shopping. I have spa days every day. I go get my nails done, go get manicures, pedicures, go shopping, go have dinners with friends, clean my house, deep clean my house, stay home and watch movies all weekend and eat pizza and like just chill. Go hang out with friends. My boyfriend comes over, so it's nice. It's nice to have that whole week by myself. And that other whole week they're with their dad. So, which is cool. But anyways. So that's what's going on with the girls. And where was I? Oh yeah. So basically, what I've been doing with my life. So that I'm gonna move out. And then in May of 2022, I'll be able to get off probation. So yeah, me faltan like 8 months to get off probation, which is cool because I've been on this shit for fucking years already. Like a few years, like fucking 3 years. So I'm gonna be off paper, which is cool. I'm fucking happy as fuck. I'm not gonna go back to any of that. Like, I really don't wanna drink alcohol. I really don't wanna smoke fucking crystal meth. I don't wanna smoke marijuana. I don't wanna fucking shoot up heroin. I don't wanna do any of that. I don't wanna shoot up crystal meth. I just don't. And it's just shit that I've been doing my whole life since I was 14. I'm 29 now. When I get off probation, I get off in May, and then my birthday's in July. So I'm going to be a couple months away from 30, like 2 months away from 30 years old. And my daughters are going to be May, June, July. They're going to be 3 months away from 13 years old. So I just don't think it's right to be like a 29-year-old girl, or lady, I should say, a 29, 30-year-old grown-ass bitch with 2 13-year-old daughters, and I'm gonna be smoking meth. And I'm gonna be fucking smoking crystal meth. Or I'm gonna be fucking shooting up crystal meth. Or I'm gonna be shooting up heroin. Or I'm gonna be smoking heroin. Or I'm gonna be fucking drinking all day, every day with a fucking bottle in my purse. Just fucking having modelos all day at my fucking house, just fucking chugging those shits all day, every day. Driving, drinking, drinking Four Locos all day. Fucking smoking weed all fucking day. Excuse me, can't even go to the fucking down the street to 7-Eleven without fucking smoking a fat ass fucking bowl of weed. I just don't think that's right. So I really, really don't want to fucking be smoking that shit and, or doing, my drug of choice is crystal meth. So that's why I say smoke that shit, because yeah, I might have done heroin, but and I'm addicted to it. I'm not going to say I'm not, because I am. But I'm not going to fucking, I'll probably get addicted even. I'll like fall more into it. I'll do it more if I start doing fucking other, if I start doing crystal meth again. Marijuana. I used to be a really, really heavy marijuana smoker when I was like 14, 15, 16, 17. Not 16 because I was pregnant. I did not do drugs when I was pregnant, but anyway, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I was like a really heavy marijuana smoker, but when I was like 20, no, when I was like 20, I just started doing crystal meth, and I would smoke marijuana like once a fucking month if I wanted to fucking sleep or something. Better than that, I was just a crystal meth smoker, and that's just been my life. And then drinking, yeah, I started drinking. Actually, I've never really been a drinker. But in 2018, I started drinking very heavily, which made me actually not use, I used crystal meth still, like, every day, but I wasn't just hella on one, like, me podía calmar,
I just fucking drank. Like, I would just drink straight out of the bottle. Just, you know, those big-ass fucking McCormick vodka bottles they saw at Walmart for, like, $12. So my daughter would, like, 2 to 3 days. I'd just be twisting that shit and just chugging my bottle. And, like, I would be on one, but I'd be relaxed. I wouldn't be just hella up, hella tripped the fuck out. Which is good, because, you know, I'm trying to just fucking... I mean, it's not good, obviously, but I don't know. I'd rather fucking being hella on would trip me the fuck out sometimes. Like, I just fucking be tripping. Like, one time in 2013, I remember I get hella on one, like, every fucking day. One time I got so fucking on one, so I fucking just looked out the window for, like, 2 days straight. Like, I did not move from the fucking window. Like, I did not move. Like, I was just looking out the fucking window for 2 days. Like, just looking out the window. Like, my fucking homies were at the house and shit. And they were just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was just like, shh, shh. Like, just go away. Like, I wouldn't even say shh. I just, like, move my hand. Like, shut the fuck up. Nothing, nothing. Like, I would just look at them like the big ass fucking tweaker eyes. Just like. And, like, wave my hand, like, just shut the fuck up. I don't even think I would wave my hand because I was so on when I would just look at them and then look back out the window. For, like, 2 days. Just looking out the fucking window. Because I thought the cops were coming. And the cops never fucking came. I swear to God, que un pinche, have you fucking been to the, seen the things at the desert? Cuando pasa esa pinche bola de pinches, like, thorns? I swear I saw one of those pass by. And I was in fucking Neil Road. Like, I was in the fucking Manio Road where there's hella cars. I was, like, in one of the back apartments over there by, like, Kindred and shit. But I was, like, fucking looking out the window for, like, 2 days straight. And I swear to God, que una pinche de esas pasar and shit. I was just, like, seriously? Like, after I was not on one, I was just, like, did I really see that shit? I didn't even see a fucking cop, but I saw one of those fucking thorn things. What the fuck? I was hella tripping. Yeah, I would get that on one, so I guess drinking made it better, because I didn't get that on one. I mean, I did, but me lo podía calmar. But anyways, got off subject here. So I've been just, you know, like I was saying, been busy, been trying to, like, pay my court fees, trying to work, trying to save up money, trying to make plans for when I move out, just trying to just have everything in order. And everything's just going very good for me right now. I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty fucking happy about it. But you know, shit can go wrong at any fucking time, and I really don't want it to. So I just pray to God, pray to my Virgencita de Guadalupe. Like, I carry a Bible in my purse. Like, just because I know God is watching me, and sometimes I just have to read it. I have the Bible app downloaded on my phone. And I just, you know, read through the book of Revelations. I really recommend, if you are addicted to crystal meth, to read Revelation 13. That talks about the beast or the mark of the beast. And that whole Revelation 13 is just about crystal meth. If you read it, it's all about crystal meth. So I really recommend that, Revelation 13. I also recommend, if you're on one, or you're coming down, or you're just in recovery like me, then just look through Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. And just look through it, you know, close your eyes, feel the Holy Spirit, feel the flame in your heart. Even if you don't light up, just close your eyes, point to a proverb and read it. And it's going to answer the question that you wanted to ask about your addiction. That's what I do. I mean, you can ask about God about anything, honestly. But I mean, I'm just, because we're talking about crystal meth, so I'm just saying, you know, you have a higher power. Just like they do in NA, Narcotics Anonymous, or AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, they talk about your higher power or God who saves you from addiction. So, or from alcoholism, whatever. Pinches alcohólicos. That's what the fuck I'm saying. It saves you from that. So basically, if you look through the fucking book of Proverbs and you, like, you know, close your eyes, whatever, feel it in your heart, pick a proverb, it's going to answer questions about your addiction. Again, you don't have to be an addict. You can just look through the book of Proverbs and it will answer a question for you about anything. I promise you. But it just, I mean, I'm just talking about personally what I like. I love the book of Proverbs and Revelation 13. But if you look at the other parts of the Bible, which I do as well, you can just open a page in the Bible, point at a verse, and it will answer a question about your life. Trust me. That's what I like to do. You know, that's what I like to do when I'm in recovery. That's what I would do when I was using. I was in out in the fucking streets at the casinos. I was in out. I mean, sometimes, yeah, when I had my fucking homies around or my homegirls around, we'd go to the fucking casino or we'd go fucking just be all over fucking Reno, cruise around Reno, cruise through the city of mine, Reno, the 775, Los Angeles Times, fucking Bumping Conejo. That's what we do. We do it for days, for like all weekend, from Friday night to fucking Sunday evening. Probably go home Monday right before work. Or just be at the casino all weekend, or just be at home, hella talk the fuck out, kicking it. But at the end of the day, when I was alone, which was a lot of the fucking time, because I was a user where I would use alone. Like, sometimes you use it with people and with friends, but sometimes you're just a user where you're alone. So basically, I was one of those users where I was alone. That's how I ended up. And, you know, that's what I would do. I would clean my house, sit there and read my Bible, and it would answer a lot of questions about my life. Honestly. So that's just my life. Was my life. Hopefully, I pray to God that I do not go back to that lifestyle. But fuck it. Anyways. So in April of 2022, so about a month before I get off probation, I'm gonna be able to reapply for public housing or Section 8. Which, I mean, I'm gonna have my own apartment, but you never know. What if I end up losing my fucking job? What if I end up fucking wanting to go to school instead of fucking, you know, with housing, you could fucking, instead of working, you could go to school. And if you show them proof that you're going to school, you don't have to pay rent. Like, they basically pay your rent for you. So let's say I'm going to fucking, because I'm going back to beauty school. If I go back to beauty school for that whole year, I can just go to school and I can fucking, that's it. I can go to school and I can fucking not have to pay rent. Or, I mean, even then, let's say some shit does go down with the coronavirus or all that shit, they're not gonna kick me out. Or let's say something else goes on and I can't fucking work or I can't find a job. They have you do like 10 hours of fucking community service a week. And they pay your rent. You just tell them you can't. I don't know. Tell them you fucking can't find a job, obviously, if you're not working. So anyways, you just never know what might happen. And you never know if you're going to get kicked out of your fucking apartment. I mean, you're paying fucking $1,000 to $1,300 of fucking rent a month to live in the fucking ghetto. To live in your road. Or to live on fucking Grove. I mean, maybe you're not, but I am gonna be, because I'm a single fucking mother and I support my kids by myself. I do not get child support. So I'm gonna end up on Neil Road. I'm gonna end up on fucking Grove. Or I don't know, maybe down the street fucking over there by like, or somewhere in the fucking Sparks in the fucking ghetto over there by fucking Sparks High School or some shit. So at the end of the day, with housing, you're going to pay a little bit less rent, maybe not a lot less because they still count 30% of your income. That's what they take. So maybe I'm going to pay instead of, you know, my $1,300 or maybe $1,000 in a ghetto S1 or $900 in a really ghetto one. I'm going to pay only $700. And it's going to be a nice one. It's going to be over there at the Bluffs. Or it's going to be over there, you know, just somewhere nice. Like, it might be, like, back at the big house, if you guys remember. Fucking over there on Myra Birch. It was a big-ass townhouse. I'm hoping I get back into those. And it's just a big-ass fucking townhouse. And... it's in the middle of Near Road, but it's a really nice apartment. Way nicer than the ones where I'm going to be paying $400 or $500 more, you know? And the same fucking street, basically. So, like, whatever. Anyways, so I'm going to reapply for housing. That was the point of that. But anyways, so coming soon, my car, all my court fees paid, all my probation fees paid, Christmas... apartment, apply for housing, and got off probation. So that's what's coming in the next 8 months. Hopefully I'm not fucking pregnant. Just because me and my boyfriend, you know. Fuck it. If I am, it's cool. It's not like he's not going to help me. But at the end of the day, I really don't want to be pregnant because... I know we should use protection. I know I should be on birth control. That's something that I really need to do. But honestly, the birth control was getting me fucking, like, irritated. Like, I didn't have, like, the fucking ones with, like, with hormones or whatever. Because that shit gets me fat. So, had the fucking copper IUD. But my boyfriend was like, no, I don't want you to be fucking on birth control, blah, blah, blah. Are you not... He was just mad, you know, like, fucking thinking that I didn't want to have a kid with him. Which I do, but not right now, you know. But he was still like, oh, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, this, that. You need protection, this protection, or whatever, you know? You know how guys are. So, at the end of the day, we didn't fucking use protection. And I wasn't on birth control. Because he probably does want to have a kid. Or he just... thinks that I'm gonna be on fucking birth control because I don't know, he just fucking thinks that I don't want to have a kid with him. Like, he's like, we love each other so fucking much and we're not gonna have a kid. I'm not, if I get you pregnant, fucking, like, you don't want me to get you pregnant or what? And I'm like, no, I do, but not fucking right now. And I don't know, he just doesn't like that. Because I've been with him for a few years, but, like, he just doesn't like that. So that's why I got off birth control. Fuck it. And then, I mean, I tried to use protection from him one fucking time, and he fucking got mad. He almost fucking shot me. That's how much of a fucking asshole he is. Like, he almost fucking, like, no, he, like, literally, like, I fell asleep, and he fucking stole my car. He stole $1,000 I had. Hidden somewhere in my fucking closet, and he fucking stole my fucking iPhone, brand new iPhone. I had just gotten it the day before. I was hella pissed, and he fucking came back. He left my car outside, and he fucking did not give me back my $1,000 or my fucking phone, just because we used a condom one fucking time. So yeah. So if I'm pregnant, then fuck it. At least he'll help me take care of the kid. Well, maybe. I mean, he will, but maybe not when he's pissed off. Fucking just leaving shit for like the whole fucking week and shit. Not that he does that often, but I mean, he does, but he fucking just stands outside my house with a fucking gun. Like, I can't fucking see him. Like, he's just sitting in the car and I'm like, I can fucking see you. Like, why the fuck did you leave? Like, you fucking left me? Or you're pissed off at me, supposedly, and you're fucking trying to camouflage yourself outside your house, outside my house with a gun? Like, what the fuck is the point of leaving my fucking house, homie? Si vas a estar ahí en el pinche carro, en el pinche fucking bush, or in a fucking tree, or over there fucking hiding behind another apartment, or you probably have a fucking way to enter the back rooms of my house. And you're just fucking sitting there with a gun. With cameras all over my house like a fucking tweaker. Not that he's a tweaker, because he's not.
Cause not that I'm not using.
He's not fucking using. So.
Fuck it. He's just a fucking... He's just
I would say he's a tweaker, but he's just a fucking, he's just crazy. He's just a loped-out ass motherfucker. That's it. He's just loped the fuck out. Like, at first, I didn't get this. I thought he was just, like, a dick for stealing my car. I didn't really realize why he stole my car. I thought he was just an asshole fucking, like, leaving. I didn't realize that he was actually stalking the fuck out of me when he would leave. Until I talked to my homegirl about it. And she, like, explained shit to me in fucking terms that I could actually fucking understand. She didn't fucking, like, tell me fucking better to have, you know, like... You know? Like, she actually told me in fucking terms I could understand. That's why I fucking... That's why I like my homegirl. Because she fucking... Except she's locked up right now, but... Like, she actually tells me shit in terms I can fucking understand. So sometimes she's a bitch, but... Like, she's not like other bitches. Like, other bitches, they're just fucking, like... Dicen, cosas aquí, cosas allá. Like, she actually tells me shit. Especially about fools. Things I can fucking understand, which is good.
Well, at least
for me, because I didn't know that he fucking just took off my car to be a fucking dick, or because he was mad. I thought he was just like, fuck you, bitch, and left my car, and I was just like, what the fuck? Seriously?
I didn't think he was like the week we broke up. I thought he just went and probably fucked the bitch. And he went and fucking
kicked it. I didn't know he was sitting outside of my fucking house. I didn't know he was fucking stalking me everywhere. I really didn't.
That makes me feel that he actually does love me. And he really does love me. I know he's crazy and he's loped the fuck out. But at the end of the day, that's actually showing love to me.
I'm not saying I want to get shot or I want some fool to steal my car again. I really don't. But obviously, it's the way he shows love. That's the way he knows how to show love. I mean, he knows how to show love the good way too. But obviously, that's just how fucking gangsters are. That's just how fucking real OGs are. Real fucking loke that ass fools, you know? Real fucking cholos and shit.
And
that's what I like. So at the end of the day, I like how he is.
I just don't like
that he's fucking... I just don't like that in the past, I thought that he was fucking doing it to be a dick. I mean, he's still doing it to be a dick, but it fucking kind of switches and flips shit, you know? It's not like,
oh, I'm gonna be a dick to you because I like another bitch. I'm gonna be a fucking dick to you because you're just a bitch. Or because you're fat. Or this or that.
Like, he's actually doing it because he's mad at something that he thinks is, like, rational. Which, at the end of the day, it's probably not fucking rational.
But,
whatever. What the fuck can we do at the end of the fucking day, you know?
Anyways.
Yes, we have gone to counseling together. When I was in jail, I was also getting counseling on this and on our relationship.
And we've gone
to counseling, so we are trying to work on our relationship. He is trying to work on not being such a fucking piece of shit, which is cool. But anyways.
Yeah.
So anyways, this was just,
I guess, a podcast to rant on fucking life. Where my fucking, like I said, this podcast is going to be about my baby daddy. Okay, I said my baby daddy, but I didn't mean my actual baby daddy. I meant, like, my man, because he's going to be my baby daddy now. Because we are going to have a kid, eventually. I might also talk shit about my other baby daddy, or might just not talk shit about him. Like, I didn't talk shit about him on this podcast today. But if he pisses me the fuck off, not that I talk to him, because I don't. Like, my mom talks to his mom, and that's how they set up the girls, or the girls text their dad, and he picks them up. You know, they have their own shit going on. I haven't talked to that fool in years, ever since I've been with this other fool. So I might talk shit about these two fools. Which, again, it's, my man. His name is fucking Weddle. And my fucking baby daddy, Smokey. You guys probably know Smokey from fucking MVR or Maravilla or whatever the fuck he's from. And Guero, he's from fucking Southside Los Popes. He's from Southside. So at the end of the day, they fucking hate each other. They're fucking haters. It's cool. I don't give a fuck. Fucking Guero tried to shoot Smokey one time. And this fuck came to my house when me and Guero had broken up. I'm surprised he hasn't shot him yet, to tell you the truth. And Smokey's just a bitch. He's just a pussy. Like, he just can just beat his ass. I don't give a fuck. Fuck person. He's a bitch. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be talking about them. I'm going to be talking about my life, what I'm doing. You know, like I said, my court fees and all this shit. I'm going to talk about my drug addiction. Which again, is crystal meth. And I'm going to be talking about my daughters, which I'm doing counseling to be a better mother, because I am a mother at the end of the fucking day. I'm going to be talking about my young girls. I might talk shit about them sometimes, how they are fucking stupid bitches and piss me off. I might talk shit about my parents, that they're fucking stupid and they piss me the fuck off too. Or I might say how much I love them. Or I might say, you know, let me and my homework do something fun. It's just a podcast about my life. I wouldn't say the tweaker life because I'm not a fucking tweaker anymore, but I would say this is just daddy's life. That's what I'm going to talk about. So I've been talking for about 32 minutes now, nonstop. So yeah, imagine if I was fucking on one, I'd be fucking having a fucking 31 hour podcast and shit. I'd be a little stupid. But anyways, this is a 32-minute podcast, and I'm be making more. I guess I hope you guys enjoyed it, and yeah, have a good night, and see you guys tomorrow. Bye.